A Story Publishing presents Glitch in the Veil. The morning light seeped reluctantly through Lena's narrow windows, painting her third-floor apartment in pale gray. From the cracked street below rose a familiar hum. Buses grinding, early commuters shuffling. Yet today, it sounded off, slow, like a half-remembered tune. She pushed herself up on the bed, floorboards sighing beneath her weight. Normally, those creaks offered comfort. This morning, even the timber spoke of doubt. In the living room, a tall mirror leaned against the wall, its frame scuffed from a dozen moves. Lena watched as her reflection hesitated, lagging by a split second when she glanced away. It was the same glitch from the night before, and the one before that, too precise to be imagination. She rubbed her temples, recalling her mother's voice, "Trust the evidence, but question your sources." A mantra Lena had lived by since childhood. She steadied herself, brushing aside the chill that snaked up her spine. Around the apartment, her life lay open. Dog-eared volumes on arcane philosophy, abstract canvases recalling distant markets, and a handful of trinkets, silver coins, carved stones, collected to remind her of the world's hidden textures. Each object testified to her years spent chasing anomalies. Yet today, they felt like fragile anchors in a sea of wobbling reality. Slipping into her worn leather jacket and boots, she paused by the kitchen counter, her fingers grazing the chipped surface as if seeking reassurance before picking up the tablet that lay charging. The screen flickered, prosody rate a quick, pixelated stutter, then returned to its precise schedule of emails and alerts. Lena frowned, swiping the edge of a finger across the glitch. "Just a hiccup," she murmured, but her pulse sped. The world outside called her. Concrete blocks, glass facades, serendipitous misalignments waiting to be charted. Outside, the city moved with prosody row, restless energy. Puddles from last night's rain shattered streetlight reflections into starbursts. Lena threaded her way through the throng, thoughts drifting to Margot. They'd met in a college seminar on postmodern literature, bonding over their shared distrust of tidy narratives. Margot had once chased a rumor of ghostly code in late-night feeds, only to find her own nerves fraying. Now she eyed her coffee as if searching for answers, cautious where Lena was curious. The cafe door jingled as Lena slipped inside. Warm air, rich with coffee, and worn leather booths enveloped her. Margot sat waiting, her satchel brimming with notebooks and a single black pen. She offered a tight smile, drumming her fingers lightly on the table's edge. "Morning," she said, voice hushed. "Your face says you've already encountered today's oddity." Lena slid into the booth. "Mirror torsion, digital hiccup," she confessed, tapping the tablet's edge. "Nothing that screams rewrite reality, but enough that it's becoming a pattern." Margot traced a ring on the table. "Patterns can be dangerous. Last winter, I ignored a flicker in a storefront window, almost lost my project and a friend. Whatever you're seeing, document it, but don't let it consume you." Her eyes softened. "Or at least trust me to help you when it does." Lena nodded, the familiar tug of mutual understanding settling between them. Conversation drifted to deadlines and a new jazz band playing at Margot's favorite bar, yet beneath each word glowed an unspoken current. They were watching the world's seams unravel. By mid-morning, Lena sat at her desk in a sunlit office, rows of monitors humming. At 10:17, her screen blurred, letters dancing for a heartbeat before snapping into place. A maintenance crew's elevator test drowned out her surprise. She filed the glitch alongside the coffee shop's creak and the night bus's wrong turn. Everything mattered. Late afternoon found her wandering toward the park at the city's edge, an impulse born of a need to breathe outside regulated spaces. Under the oak's sprawling branches, sunlight dappled her path. Here, birdsong felt more trustworthy than any code. A buzz on her phone, a text from Margot describing a frozen streetlight that stayed bright long after traffic cleared, another anomaly logged. Lena keyed back a thumbs up. Evening coaxed Lena home through corridors lit by flickering fixtures. She prepared a simple stew, stirring with deliberate care as the kitchen filled with warmth and the smell of rosemary. Music spun softly from a speaker, sonatas that once soothed her frayed nerves. But later, in the hush of her living room, the mirror awaited. She sat in her favorite armchair, notebook open on her lap. The lamp's glow formed a circle of safety. When she glanced up, the reflection moved a prosody rate slow, moment after her, head tilt delayed, eyes widening in quiet shock. Lena's breath caught in her throat. Stepping forward, she whispered, "Show me." The glass shimmered, replaying her gesture with a fraction's pause. It was no mere trick of light. Her prosody rate's slow pulse pounded, fear sharpening into exhilaration. Leaning in, she noted every microsecond of lag, the faint warp of her features, the room's ambient temperature pressing at her cheeks. At last, Lena exhaled, calmed by the familiarity of her own investigative ritual. She jotted down the time and conditions. Lamp at 30%, window cracked, radio off. Each detail was a stepping stone. Tomorrow, she'd cross-reference it with other entries, build a pattern large enough to see the whole. Night stretched still around her, the city asleep but alive with quiet tremors. Lena closed her notebook, but her eyes remained fixed on the mirror's surface. Whatever fragile veil separated the real from the orchestrated had begun to part. And in that silent hour, she vowed to chase every flicker, no matter where the chase might lead. The echo of Lena's vow stayed with her as dawn crept into the city. Pale light fractured through her blinds, scattering uneven patterns across the worn armchair where she had lain awake. Every creak of the floorboards, every hesitant flicker of the corner lamp felt laden with secrets, as though her small apartment itself conspired to remind her that nothing was as it seemed. Heart thrumming with cautious urgency, she shrugged into her leather jacket and slipped into the street's pale glow. Outside, the city pulsed with familiar rhythms, yet somewhere beneath the hum of engines and footfalls, a discordant note trembled. Lena paused under a lamp that prosody rate slow blinked once, then twice, its glow stuttering like a heartbeat skipping. She filed it away. Turning down the narrow alley off Third and Vine, she froze, heart constricting at the sight. The curve of cobblestones seemed to prosody o blur and flow backward, as if history itself was rewinding. Pedestrians mid-stride shuffled backward a step, then resumed forward motion, oblivious to the temporal hiccup she'd witnessed. A chill threaded through her chest. She reached for her tablet to record a voice memo, but the screen prosody rate stuttered first, a ghost of pixels flickering across her grip. By mid-morning, she was in the cafe where Margot waited, hunched over a chipped mug of black coffee, her satchel tattered and overstuffed with sketches and scrap paper. Lena slid into the booth opposite her. "It happened again," she said, voice low. "In that alley, people literally prosody ratey rewound their steps for a beat. Then it snapped back." Margot's expression sharpened. She closed her eyes and inhaled slowly, straightening a loose strand of hair. "I remember chasing one of those moments last spring," she said softly. "I was in front of a shuttered storefront, no one else around, when my reflection looked at me before I looked at it. It mouthed words I hadn't spoken yet. I stayed until twilight, but never got an answer." She tapped a finger on the table, a quiet drumbeat of caution. "These aren't random glitches, Lena. They're breadcrumbs. And they get darker the deeper you follow." Lena nodded, the memory of that stalled street lamp still warm in her mind. She glanced at the window, half expecting another anomaly. Instead, the cafe door chimed, and a man slipped inside, pausing in the shifting light. His trench coat was unremarkable, but he moved with slippered grace, like he'd memorized every hidden corner of the city. Lena watched him from the corner of her eye as he crossed the room, his gaze skimming over each table until it settled on them. He stopped beside their booth, leaning in just enough for his voice to reach them without carrying. "In the fissure of reality," he said, his tone gravely. "Prosody, Rayslow," the words almost a whisper. "What is hidden is often buried in the pages of what you choose to forget." He produced from an inner pocket a translucent card, its surface etched with an intricate fractal pattern that seemed to pulse under the cafe's soft light. He handed it to Lena without a word more, then melted back into the shifting crowd as if he'd never been there. Lena stared at the card in her palm. It was cool to the touch, its patterns shifting ever so slightly, like living ink. She looked up at Margot. "Who is he? Who is he?" Margot's voice came out in a low sigh. "I told you about him, the guide I crossed paths with at the old archives. No one knows where he's really from, but he shows up when the anomalies spike. Some say he was part of an experiment, or maybe he's just another glitch." She gave a wry, haunted smile. "Either way, he doesn't hand out clues to just anyone." Outside, the cafe's ambient clatter resumed its familiar rhythm, but each clink of a cup and murmur of conversation now felt slightly offbeat, as if the cafe itself had paused while this strange exchange took place. Lena turned the card over again, tracing its fractal lines with her fingertip. Every curve promised a code, an invitation to a deeper labyrinth beyond the simple misfires of reflection and time. The weight of it settled in her gut. She stood at a crossroads, one path leading back toward the comfortable haze of ignorance, the other into an ever-deepening mystery. She met Margot's eyes. In that moment, the facade of ordinary morning dissolved. The anomalies were no longer curiosities to chart. They were signs of something far more vast and far more perilous than either of them had guessed. Yet Lena's pulse quickened with resolve. She tucked the card into her jacket pocket, ready to chase the next flicker, no matter how dark the path might become. Lena tucked the translucent fractal card into her jacket and stepped into the rain-slicked street. Water ran in rivulets down shop windows, each bead echoing the irregularities in her mind. The guide's pattern pulsed against her ribs, a silent promise of truths hidden beneath the city's real-time illusion. Under a flickering street lamp, she paused at a deserted payphone booth, its glass smeared with grime. Lena powered up her worn tablet, the diagnostic rig she'd cobbled together from scavenged parts. Holding the card beneath the camera, she launched the new app she'd coded. The fractal lines aligned on screen, then cascades of symbols transformed into coordinates and a terse directive. "Prosody rate. Seek the echo in the grid, where watchers whisper and time resets." Her pulse quickened. She thought of Margot, steady yet terrified Margot, who'd nearly lost everything chasing late-night anomalies. Tonight, she'd need her friend again. Lena turned down a side street toward their back-alley diner, neon signs sputtering like a dying heartbeat. Inside, the scent of grease and old vinyl greeted her. Margot sat in their usual booth, hood pulled low. She looked up, eyes tight. "You decrypted it?" she whispered, voice rough with worry. Lena slid the tablet across the laminate. "Coordinates and something deeper. This grid we live on isn't random, it's a loop." Margot's fingers tightened around a chipped mug. She studied Lena's face as though weighing whether to speak, a flicker of memory shadowing her eyes. "When I saw that freeze on the city cameras, people frozen mid-gesture then moving again, it wasn't a glitch," she said. "I lost someone poking at those edges. The watchers, they don't like being disturbed." Lena leaned back, pulse hammering. "He's here, watching." Margot nodded once, a single, solemn beat. "He intervenes." Lena closed her eyes for a breath, then looked back at the tablet. She loaded an encrypted feed from off-grid cameras in the industrial district. Flickering images revealed the operator at other sites, always just beyond frame, always observing. Next to him, lampposts snapped on and off at digital intervals. Pedestrians who'd paused mid-stride glowed faintly as the simulation reset their positions. A low hum rose in the diner's walls, an almost tangible vibration that made her skin prickle. She glanced at the chipped mural in the corner, faded but still chipped enough to reveal a hidden sequence of symbols woven into its pattern. She snapped a photo and overlaid the symbols onto the card's coordinates. They matched. The room felt tighter, air thick with implication. Lena's heartbeat measured each second. Glitch, decode, reset. She tapped the final file open. The encrypted feed replayed a street lamp collapsing into stuttered light, reforming in neat beats. The city's every element, rain, reflections, even time, obeyed an unseen script. A brief message flickered on her screen. Curiosity invites intervention. Prepare for contact. Her fingertip hovered above the tablet. She recalled the enigmatic guide's last words. Beyond the code, find the architect. Now the guide's promise lay beside this direct warning. Margot reached across the table, hand warm against Lena's cold fingers. I don't want to lose you, too, she said softly. This isn't chasing a stray glitch. It's cracking open a world meant to stay sealed. Lena squeezed her friend's hand. If we stay blind, we surrender our agency. I'd rather face the danger than live scripted. She looked over the operator's calm silhouette, framed by the neon drizzle beyond the window. He won't let this go quietly. Outside, the street lamps flickered in uneven rhythm. The operator's head tilted as though he'd held her breath. She packed her tablet, zipped her jacket, and climbed to her feet. The diner's din crept back in, prosody rate slow, fryers sizzling. Distant laughter, the clink of dishes, the operator melted into the half-light. Lena met Margot's gaze, an apology, a promise, and above all, resolve. She slipped into the rain. Neon signs cast fractured reflections on puddles. Ahead lay the abandoned factories, once textile mills, now hubs for data scrapers and clandestine meetups. Lena paused at the corner where two timelines seemed to overlap. Cracked pavement under her boots, digital runes pulsing in the air. The card's weight in her pocket was a compass. Lightning flickered, illuminating broken brick and rusted iron. Lena straightened, heart a drumbeat of courage and dread. In that moment, prosody rate the surveillance hum faded to a whisper, as if the city itself held its breath. Beyond these gates awaited the enigmatic guide's world, the place where her questions might find answers or where the watchers would decide her fate. With one last look at the shattered neon glow, Lena stepped forward. Each footfall whispered her vow, to unravel the code, to confront the architect of this simulation, and to reclaim whatever freedom remained in this meticulously scripted reality. Lena slipped through the factory's yawning entrance, water dripping from her jacket onto the fractured concrete. The distant hiss of rain and the hum of a neon sign outside were swallowed by the hushed vestibule. Ahead, a narrow corridor stretched into gloom, lit only by shards of pale light leaking through dust-smeared windows. Each footstep echoed, stirring memories of her father's warning. Reality is a story we accept. Now she wondered whose story she walked into. As she rounded a corner, a lone figure stepped forward from the shadows. The enigmatic guide, tall, lean, his trench coat whispering against the rusted rail, regarded her with calm certainty. She pressed a trembling palm against her chest, breathless, then spoke into the charged silence. I saw it. Me. But not me. Am I more than this simulation allows? His voice, soft yet unyielding, filled the hush. An avatar, an expression of a higher dimensional self. Beyond these walls, beings in other realms watch and adjust the program. The glitches you chase are their fingerprints on our canvas. Lena's pulse raced. She recalled the alley that rewound, the mirror that lagged, a choreography of errors she once chalked up to coincidence. Now each anomaly felt like a cosmic signal. "So every flicker, every glitch," she whispered, "is deliberate?" Her question trembled between them. "Prosody rakewells slow." Before the guide could answer, a sudden vertigo seized her. The corridor shifted, walls bending like ripples in water. She stumbled, gaze drawn to a broken mirror hung crooked on the far wall. In its warped glass, her reflection fragmented, ribbons of light spiraling through her features, as though some hidden version of herself was breaking free. She caught a glimpse of luminous skin, eyes aflame with possibility. It was no hallucination, but a promise, beyond her flesh, an echo of something vast. Breath hitching in her throat, she murmured, "I saw it, a deeper me." The guide's voice softened. "Your higher self is the spark between code and consciousness. It hungers for authenticity, for moments unscripted. But the watchers guard the equilibrium jealously." Their exchange was cut by a clatter at the corridor's mouth. Footsteps, crisp and deliberate, advanced through the gloom. Lena spun to see the shadowy operator emerge beneath a sputtering lamp, his hat casting half his face in shadow. He moved with machine-like precision, eyes glinting beneath the brim. When he spoke, his tone was low, a blade twisting in silk. "Prosody rate slow. Stop this now," he warned, each word clipped. "You threaten the integrity of the design. Any further probing will be met with elimination." Anger and fear warred inside Lena. A faint tremor ran through her arms, but she squared her shoulders anyway. "Prosody rate slow." "Why punish curiosity?" she challenged, voice steadier than she felt. "What harm in knowing who I am?" The operator's lips curved into a faint sneer. "Order relies on ignorance. Without it, chaos reigns. Your little rebellion could unravel more than you imagine." A metallic click sounded behind Lena. She turned just as Margot burst from a side passage, rain-dark hair plastered to her face. "Lena, please," she urged, breath ragged. "They're serious. If you push, they'll erase everything. Erase you." Margot's eyes flicked to the operator, then to the guide. In her gaze lay panic born of loss, of a friend she sacrificed to anomalies long ago. "I don't want to lose you too," she said, voice cracking. The guide stepped between them, palms raised in a peaceable gesture. "Their overt presence means the disturbance is grave. But your vision," he glanced at the broken mirror, "your vision is the key to reclaiming real choice. Prosody rate slow. Fear will bind you. Courage might free you." Lightning flared through the grimy windows, making the corridor shiver in sudden light. For one breath, Lena's surroundings blurred, and she felt the heartbeat of something immense pulsing through her veins. Behind her eyelids, the image of her higher dimensional self, a figure of radiant code, beckoned. The hush snapped as the corridor lights faltered, plunging them into half-darkness. The operator advanced, posture rigid. "Decide," he hissed. "Prost low, yield to the script or be deleted." Silence roared in Lena's ears. The rain's distant rhythm seemed to chant, urgency rising in her chest. Margot's hand closed over hers, warm, tremulous, grounding her in this moment. The guide's eyes held hers, a silent plea to embrace the unknown. Then came the prosody rate staccato echo of booted feet, watchers drawn from the shadows, silhouettes slicing through the dim, their presence pressed in, an unspoken promise of force. Lena's throat went dry, but somewhere behind terror flickered resolve. She inhaled, lengthening the moment. Flesh, fractals, code, they all converged in her trembling hand as she raised it toward the watchers. The alleys she'd mapped, the glitches she'd logged, every risk she'd taken led here, to this single gesture. In the charged hush, Lena stood between extinction and awakening. Her breath slowed, mind alight with the echo of her true self as the watchers closed the distance. The final choice, shatter her confines or surrender to the unbroken mold, hung in the air, with brilliant and dangerous as lightning on the horizon. The corridor's hush snapped as the watchers closed in, shapes folding the dim light into accusing shadows. Lena froze, pulse pounding, before she took one cautious step back, knowing any misstep could ignite disaster. The walls, still pulsing with the memory of her code rent burst, seemed to lean in, eavesdropping on her silent moral battle. Margot slid to her side, eyes wide. "Lena," she whispered, voice trembling. "Do you realize what's at stake? If this code unravels, we won't just lose secrets, we'll lose lives." A ghost of loss flickered in her expression, the friend she'd lost chasing anomalies. "People vanish when the system resets." "I know," Lena said, forcing calm. "But ignorance is its own prison. Every glitch, every stutter in time, screams for someone to listen. If I don't push forward, we all stay trapped, and sooner or later, this whole world will tear itself apart." From the shadows, the enigmatic guide stepped closer, trench coat whispering on the concrete. "I tested those boundaries once," he said softly. "I nearly deleted myself. Inquiry has its price, but it also carries the spark of real creation, beyond this hollow shell." Outside, through cracked windows, the city convulsed. Billboards stuttered. Proscenium lights hesitated. A passerby froze mid-stride, then jolted back to motion. The system was bleeding. The shadowy operator emerged beneath a flickering lamp, metronomic in menace. "Abandon this path," he said. "The simulation shelters millions. This obsession will unravel it all. Withdraw or be erased." Lena's defiance flared. She met his unblinking gaze. "I didn't sign up for a loop. I want truth, freedom to write my own story. If that destroys this script, then so be it. But I have to reach the part of me that exists beyond these lines of code." Margot's hand trembled on Lena's arm. "And the innocent people who never asked for any of this? We could doom them all." Lena swept her gaze over their silent judges. The operator's stern promise, the guide's sorrowful understanding, Margot's pleading fear, and felt her resolve harden. "Truth cuts both ways," she said. "But a lie is no life at all. I must reach my higher self. Only then can we even try to save something real." A jagged flash of lightning tore through the grime-smeared windows, illuminating shards of broken tile. Static hissed along the walls as code wavered in the air. Lena closed her eyes, recalling her father's warning. "Let your discoveries serve something real." She rooted herself in that memory, tapping into the silent core that whispered of a reality beyond the simulation. The guide's voice lingered at her back.
"Your higher self is the raw potential this world fears.
Reaching it risks collapse, but also opens the door to genuine creation." Static swelled into a shimmer across the cracked concrete. Lena sensed a presence, a faint warmth, a pulse in sync with her own. She opened her eyes to slivers of light coalescing into a form not born of any code. The operator's voice cut through, ice in his words. "You toy with forces you cannot contain. Turn back." Lena inhaled, meeting him with unwavering calm. "I choose to risk it. I choose to connect with that self, not just for me, but for everyone who deserves more than a script." All at once, the corridor trembled. Shadows quivered, digital fragments drifted like ash, and through it all, a beam of pure, living light cleaved the darkness, untethered to any circuit or code. It reached toward Lena, beckoning. She extended her hand, heart hammering with dread and hope. "I'm ready," she whispered. In that instant, the boundary between simulation and something greater cracked open, and Lena stepped across the threshold into the unknown. She staggered as the factory corridor shivered, the cracked concrete walls rippling into streams of light. For a single, endless heartbeat, she was weightless, adrift in a surge of luminous data that swirled around her like a cosmic vortex. The scent of rain-soaked metal gave way to an otherworldly hum, and the corridor's drab details dissolved into shifting planes of faceless geometry, where binary stars flickered alongside the ghost of her own heartbeat. Lena hovered between the familiar and the wild expanse of her higher self. Memories flooded her mind in kaleidoscopic fragments. Childhood nights bent over dog-eared philosophy texts, whispered debates in her mother's kitchen, the fierce certainty that first drew her to hunt anomalies. Those memories fused into a single vision, an endless lattice of code stretching beyond reality's fragile walls. It was breathtaking and terrifying to glimpse the architecture of a world so thin it might tear at any moment. Lena. The enigmatic guide's voice cut through the brilliance, steady and low. He stood at her shoulder, his trench coat dripping digital rain. His eyes were deep pools of reverence and sorrow. Your higher self calls out, but every truth you expose weakens the tapestry. The Watchers crave order. Unfettered revelation could bring collapse. At the horizon of that spectral realm, ragged silhouettes emerged. Watchers glitching in and out of existence like corrupted pixels. The shadowy operator stepped forward, features sharper than steel. Lines of code writhed along his coat, and his voice rang cold. You've trespassed too far, Lena. Release this divergence or be excised. Her mind thundered with the clash of data and consciousness. Each pulse echoed like a drumbeat, urging both fear and defiance. Lena's trembling fingers reached toward the radiant outline of her higher self, a figure woven from stardust and pure thought, eyes glowing with promise and peril. Do you feel it? She murmured, voice echoing through both worlds. The heartbeat of everything, yearning to break free? Through the shifting haze, Margot materialized, one foot still in the real corridor. Rainwater mingled with digital sparks on her hood. Her eyes were red-rimmed, her voice urgent. Lena, please, she pleaded. Every secret you unearth stokes their wrath. This merging, it could unravel us all. Lena's heart pounded against her ribs. Hiding is a prison of its own, she said, more firmly than she felt. This isn't destruction. It's a blueprint. Yes, the system's fragile, but living a lie is worse than risking collapse. The guide stepped closer, voice hushed and grave. Choice shapes worlds. Merging with your higher self could spark real metamorphosis. But beware, the Watchers will hunt every trace of this. They'll tear you from the code to restore equilibrium. Far beyond the factory's shattered windows, the city's hum had become a stuttering pulse. Neon signs flickered redder than usual, distant booms vibrating through the steel beams. The very air felt charged, as if the world teetered on the brink of convulsion. The operator advanced under a flicker of data. Enough, he commanded. This convergence threatens the entire system. Persist, and the reset will be absolute, erasing memories, identities, everything. There's still a path to safeguard the masses from unbearable truth. Abandon this course. Lena squared her shoulders. I can't go back, she said, voice steady despite the tremor in her chest. We deserve real agency, even if it means standing on the edge of oblivion. Time stretched as code wavered, then snapped into a vast lattice spanning the void. Lena felt its pull, an invitation to reclaim a home she never knew was stolen. Doubt flickered in her mind, but determination burned brighter. Somewhere in that web lay the architects of her world. Her chest tightened with the memory of her mother's words, "Trust the evidence, but question your sources." Now the evidence pointed here. Closing her eyes, she weighed the cost. A collapse could scramble every life she knew. Yet scripted survival felt like a slow death of the soul. Margot's hand found hers, warm and trembling. Her silent plea shone in her gaze. Do we risk it? Every second carried the weight of countless lives. Lena met her friend's eyes, saw reflected there the quiet determination that once led Margot to chase rumors of ghostly code.
In the mirrored glow behind her, she caught a glimpse of that higher self. Prosody rate, fragile, defiant, whole. "I will confront them," she said at last, her voice low but unwavering. "I'll breach the final barrier no matter the cost. If the system must reset to reveal its true form, then so be it. Freedom is worth the risk." A low roar rose as the watchers closed in around them, their forms sharpening in the collapsing light. The guide nodded once, sorrow and admiration mingling in his gaze. In that charged silence, Lena reached deeper. It felt like stepping off a precipice into swirling galaxies, the code overhead shimmering in anticipation. She drew a steadying breath, heart blazing with resolve, and whispered, "I'm ready." And with that vow, she merged with her higher self, determined to force the architects of her reality to answer for the world they had scripted. Lena's heart hammered as the watchers closed in, a ring of shifting light and shadow around her. The fractured factory corridor glowed with strange filaments of code pulsing where concrete met data-scarred walls. Every glitch she'd chased, prosody rate, slow, rewound footsteps, slow, stuttering mirrors, seemed to converge in this moment. Margot's hand squeezed hers. "Lena, I'm scared," she whispered. "Prosody rate slow. If you push this too far..." "I know," Lena said, voice steadying. "But we can't keep living half aware." From the haze stepped the enigmatic guide, trench coat damp with prosody rate digital rain, eyes full of regret and hope. "Lena, every reality has its price. Choose now, proslo sovereignty or subjugation." Opposite him, the shadowy operator emerged, brim of his hat casting a proslo cold shadow. "You've disrupted the code's harmony. Surrender, or..." "The reset will be absolute. Order demands compliance." Lena felt the floor tremble beneath the prosody rate slow, data-slick pavement, arches of low neon code dancing like restless spirits. In her mind flickered every warning, her father's caution about stories real or false, Margot's fear over secrets spilled, the guide's plea to respect the balance. Beneath it all, a pulse, a prosody rate lure from her higher self, whispering of possibilities beyond scripted boundaries. Two paths lay before her. One would shatter the simulation, freeing every mind from its predestined script, but prosody risk chaos that could swallow the innocent. The other would weave her newfound awareness into the system, granting prosody slow real choice without undoing the world. She inhaled, recalling the friend she'd lost chasing a glitch they couldn't control, a memory that still made her insides clench. "I can't let ignorance be the cure," she said softly, "but I won't set us adrift in empty ruin." Her hand rose to the prosody rate slow trembling filaments of light, gathering them into a soft glow between her palms. "I choose balance," she declared. "A bridge between structure and the unknown." Her words echoed on the hum of rerouting code. The corridor shuddered. Even the watchers paused, as if startled by her resolve. The guide nodded. "Then forge the path of synthesis. Merge with your higher self, not to vanish into pure code, but to shape the world with its spark, tempered by your humanity." Margot exhaled, relief and fear mingling. "Prosody, are you sure? Once you cross that line, nothing's reversible." Lena glanced at the flickering pavement, where rainwater mixed with data streams, reflecting shards of her past. Late-night research sessions, her mother's voice urging doubt, her own stubborn hope. "I'm sure," she whispered. "We deserve a life we can own, not a set of instructions." Dark code cracked along the operator's coat. "This defiance will be remembered. The system will adapt." His silhouette split into fragments, dissolving into the radiance. One by one, the watchers dissolved into the lattice of breaking code. As they receded, the air filled with the hiss of transformation, a world unsteady, shifting toward something new. Lena closed her eyes. That familiar glow returned, the silhouette of her higher self, part angel, part algorithm. Yet she felt the solid floor beneath her and Margot's hand in hers. With a quiet vow, she welcomed the merging. Agony and ecstasy surged together. Sparks tore at her vision, then clarity flooded in, a harmony of raw insight and grounded emotion. She sensed the city's heartbeat, every neon sign, every whispered conversation, each footstep now tinged with the power to choose, to stumble, to wonder. When she opened her eyes, the corridor had changed. Cracked concrete reknit itself into living patterns, glowing veins of possibility tracing every surface. Margot reached out, eyes shining. "You did it," she breathed. "We did it." The guide watched with a soft pride. "You've given this world its first true freedom. It won't be easy. Order and chaos will dance forever. But now the choice is real." Outside, the city exhaled. Streetlights pulsed with warm steadiness. Distant voices carried hope instead of static. The hum of the system persisted, but softer, more forgiving. Lena stepped across the threshold, each footfall a promise. Overhead, the sky glinted with stars and data light, no longer code-locked but open. At a corner cafe, a neon sign flickered, not as a glitch but as an invitation. She turned to Margot, voice gentle. "This is only the beginning. We'll keep pushing, keep choosing." Margot nodded, embracing both the weight and the wonder of their new reality. Around them, the night hummed with possibility. Lena's inner voice, clear as a bell, whispered, "Prosody rates slow, we write our own stories." And under that awakened sky, they walked toward tomorrow. Even if tomorrow carried a faint glitch, it would be theirs to face. Thank you for choosing A Story Publishing.